Jay and Big Me. You Big Me, I'll slap a hoe.
Enos.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the Call of Ian, you cock-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to enos.podbean.com. It's going to be a short episode, but a lot is going on, so I'm just filling you in on the details. Last night, for the second time, I tried to do stand-up during COVID. The first time, me and another comic got booked for a show. We showed up. It was me, her, and a locked door. The booker didn't show up, the venue didn't show up, the audience didn't show up. So that shit didn't work out. And then I saw on Instagram, the Instagram is called What's Junior Doing? It's a promotional Instagram for Junior Stopka, that he had a show every Thursday. And I went, all right, Junior has an open mic. So called my friends, and it wound up being me and my buddy Vlad that went down there. So we get down there, it's an hour drive, it's on the north side of Chicago, and it's not an open mic, it's just Junior Stopka. He's doing an hour every week for whoever may or may not show up. So it was cool to hang out with Junior, got a Patrice story, I'll tell you guys that on Sunday. He did let me go on stage at the end, but once I realized it was just his show, Junior's like my favorite comic. So I just turned up. Vlad gave me a THC pill, and then I had poured like 6 beers and a shot on top of that, and I just turned the fuck up and had a great time. And then at the end of it, he brought me up, and I could not think of a goddamn thing to say. So I do one bit, but I recorded that. We'll put it on the end here. And then young Vladimir went up. Other exciting news. Adam from Cumtown has heard the last show. Apparently he had Google alerts for his name. Really, dude? What's coming up on those Google alerts? What kind of alerts are you getting? Are they positive? I can understand your mother having Google alerts, but you got Google alerts? It would be great if his mom called Adam. Adam, someone's done the podcast that says you's no good at comedy, Adam. Did you hear this? They shit talking you in the streets. Oh no, I silver clept. So Adam mentioned it on the latest episode of Cumtown, where his new enemy.
We don't want to spoil it yet.
Yeah. So yeah, you have an enemy that you wanted to bring this up.
Well, I don't want to bring up what I was telling you before, but I did make another enemy on the street. Classic life of Adam.
Why don't you want? Are you pulling back entirely, or you just want to do more research before?
I need to do a little bit more research. I listened to a couple of.
Do you want to do some of it on the show?
Well, no. It's been high time for me to find a new enemy.
Well, it sounds like you have an enemy. If you want to do the research on the show, you can explain it to me. I'll learn what's going on.
Okay. I mean, all I know basically is that I got a Google alert. Uh-huh. Hey, you know, narcissist, right? I got a Google alert.
I don't even know what Google alerts are.
You just put your name, and then anytime it's on the internet, it like on a website or something.
I remember when I got booked for saying.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's some guy made a podcast that said Adam Friedland is bad at comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't listen to it. I did look at a picture of him, and it made me feel a lot better.
We're going
to
listen to it on the show.
His podcast?
Yeah, sure.
Well, apparently he's got a... There's a couple of topics at the top from the show description.
Do they have Patreon?
I don't think so.
Let's steal some of their Patreon episodes on our free show.
From what I can tell from Twitter, it seems to be...
Cumtown is now a show where we pay people in exposure by replaying their podcasts on our podcast and then inserting advertisements.
Exactly. For giving them absolutely $0.
Women's underwear, but for guys.
And I'm very excited. I can't wait to see the response. You have my full permission to use anything I've ever done, play it on the show, make fun of me, rip me to pieces. Get excited, Adam, because we're going to be doing that to you. So you might as well strap in and have some fun with it. It can be hard to figure out what's going on in my universe. I run a network. There's like 12 channels. I am Philip Wave. Somebody else is the Ian Ellis LLC. We live stream on Cosmic Cam, but that's part of the RDA network. I would say go to Philip Wave in the documentary section. You can see a documentary on the corporation. That's kind of a backstory on what I've been up to bring you up to speed on your enemy. For clips, go watch the Nanette clip or check out one of my mixtapes, preferably one of the later ones, like Villainy or Jokes at Josephine's. Last week I mentioned that Adam sounds like a comic from the 90s. He's like, I went to the store. It didn't go well. Well, one of the guys that listens to the show found that comedian. So get excited, Adam. We'll be going over that Sunday. We'll be going over Come Down Sunday. Now, this week is not going to be a normal week because usually we have our certain guys that we follow. But I've realized that my team of people, we live in like the late 90s and early 2000s. We've been stuck in a loop where like comedy for us died with Patrice, and we haven't seen anybody that came out after that dude. Last 10 years, we've had our heads in the sand. And I told my friend and CEO, I'd like to introduce you to the latest crop of woke comedians. You know, maybe we shouldn't be teasing Lewis. Maybe we should be supporting him, because these are the other guys. So this week is going to be a very special episode where we fall in love with comedy again. I went through Comedy Central's YouTube channel, and a lot of women and gays. I was like, I can do this. I can get through. I love comedy. I can watch this. And every single one of them both hated men, but desperately wanted to get some good dick. It was a very unusual thing. I could say that 90% of their sets read like they were all auditioning for the same online dating profile. Like every single set I watched was like, I'm single now. Adulting's hard. So I got my first apartment and brokenness. You guys might want to spice it up a little. I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but you fought so hard to have a voice. It's my time to sit down and listen. And it sounds like you guys are about 10 to 20 years behind the rest of us. This was open mic level shit being put over the broadcast airwaves. So this week on With Apologies, we'll cover Adam a little bit at the top just because it's exciting. And then we're going to get into the new crop of comedians. And then we'll see what happens from there. The other exciting news, I got this from r/Mersh. Shout out. Go join the subreddit if you have Reddit. Mersh is going to be moving out. 1 month from now, guys. Mark your calendars.
Again, and I was like, well, I don't think I'm going to be, like, because I'm in the process of moving and stuff next month. So I thought I had it all together, but I was led astray the day you walked away. You were the clock that was ticking in my home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Go to mybookie.usa. Let's see, are we rooting for the show to fail? Will the show survive after he moves out? Will he successfully move out? Is he moving into the BMW that is now broken down? Who knows? It's exciting, man. So short podcast. Look forward to Sunday, guys. And here's a little bit of stand-up where I'm too turned up. But you get to have an elusive clip of the one and only Junior Stopka.
He's got a polished fade, which is a fucking horseshoe crown around his head. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ian Ellis.
Yeah, man. Junior's talking about killing people. I get it. A lot of people are mad at the police. Police is a job. I make chicken for a living. As a lot of people, if I had the privileges the police had, I'd be pissed at whipping people in the streets. I'd beat the shit out of some of these Karens for their questions about my chicken. Just buy the goddamn chicken.
You're a cook?
Yeah, man, I make chicken.
Nice.
I grill chicken, I bake chicken, I smoke chicken. Available for weddings. George Floyd! I don't want to do it. Vlad, I feel like you came a long way tonight. You want to do a set? Are you ready to come up here?
I'm ready.
Hey, man, doing doesn't matter. You just got up there. What are you doing?
I wasn't ready to come up. I don't have any bits.
Yeah, you do. You got them in the back of your head.
But you got
I make
watch.
Chicken.
Listen, I don't like pedophiles.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Oh, you're booing me for not liking pedophiles? You get an Epstein supporter? Then I lose dough.
We thought you were cool, man.
Why are you hating? I don't like pedophiles. First of all, they fuck kids. And second, they ruin nude pictures of children. My kid has a giant dick. I love it. I want to take pictures of it. I want to take pictures and send them to my friends. I want to make it my Facebook profile. And pedophiles ruined it. You never get to see pictures of my kid's beautiful, gorgeous penis. He has a giant, tiny penis. It's bigger than mine, but it's tiny. Alright, that was my bit.
That was beautiful. I love it.
My young friend Vlad, are you ready to come up here?
Yeah. I'll bring him up.
Junior Stocker coming back to the stage. Clap it up. Rich kids doing comedy. Looks like a bunch of boars around here.
Ian Ellis, ladies and gentlemen, Ian Ellis. That was great. That was great. I want to see your little boy's penis too. Hey, send me a picture. Let me see that beautiful little boy's penis. That's a great picture. Vlad, what? What's your name, sir?
Vlad Laskowski.
Are you Russian?
Ukrainian.
Говорите по-украински?
Говорю.
Ladies and gentlemen, Polish people and Ukrainians hate each other for some stupid reason. I'm Polish. You know? I know a little bit of Ukrainian because my mom had to learn Russian. I don't know if you ever heard about that thing in Poland. They had to learn Russian, so I know a little bit of Russian. This guy seems like a guy who does not like that sort of communism. My grandfather used to sing me a song when I was a little kid. He used to sing me this song. It's called, Hey, Staravaya Staro. Aleve Staravaniye. Hey, Shatoy Tona Froki. Hey, Veruchem Chevya Froki. And that song means, you know, let's hide it in the barn so the Russians don't kill us. You know what I mean? Right after he would sing, you know, Please Don't Rape My Grandma. That was a great song, too. Remember at Christmas time, Please Don't Rape My Grandma, because it's Christmas time. Her vagina should be off limits. Because you fucking big forehead people need to. All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Blair. Let's go.
Yay! Pluck, pluck, pluck,
pluck. You know what? Just to make this show a little bit longer and a little bit funnier, we're going to cut here to a clip of Junior Stopka on stage with Bill Burr. Junior was Doug's opener, and they're hanging out with Burr. And they did a thing where Junior came out and sat on a chair, and then Bill Burr sat on his lap, and he drew dummy lines around his mouth, and they did like a ventriloquism bit where Junior just did his impression of Bill Burr. So without further ado, I present Junior doing Bill Burr. You know what, dudes? Brutal.
Ronald, dude.
Junior does a puppet act with the authentic article. Can you pick him up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Junior Stopka and Bill Burr. Do you love Bill Burr? Who does not love Bill Burr?
Hi, Bill Burr. How do you like Daytona so far? Ah, dude, it's great. Ah, it's the best. It's like, Bill, you want to go to Daytona? I'm like, yeah, I do. It's great. Ah, get to see kids. 11 white guys playing volleyball with one black guy. Ah, dude, it's the greatest. Bill, I understand you're made of wood. Ah, dude, I love wood. Ah, leaves come out of me. It's the best. It's like, Bill, you want to be a flower? I'm like, yeah, you do. It's like, do you want bugs on me? I'm like, no. Well, that's nice, Bill. Bill, what do you think about the Pythagorean theorem? Ah, dude, it's the worst. Ah, you got an A, a B. There's, I don't know what the hell's going on. The hell is... All right, Bill, well, do you have anything else left to say to the people out there? Oh, yeah, dude, it's just us people, right? Oh, they walk around, they talking. Oh, it's the greatest. Oh, go fuck yourself. Ah, fuck off.